Flavours of the Week.
With Yorkshire's Steph.
And it's Steph Moon time.
Hi,
how are you?
Yeah, really good, Will. Really good.
Okay, so we promised. What did Michelle Rood Jr. think of asparagus? Well, here we go.
So, taste-wise, because it's so fresh, nutrition as well, it's just at its best.
So he thinks it's at its best moment.
No, it's absolutely at its best, Will. And our farm shops, our local suppliers are brimming with the stuff. And I got some from Fink in Borough Bridge, and it's actually from Spielman's Farm. And it's lovely, chunky asparagus, and I've served it a la Michelle Roux.
Right, interesting.
I've basically taken his recipe from the BBC Good Food, and I've copied it.
Limited knowledge, why this show works is because I don't know a lot about food. Steph knows loads about food. I was always under the impression that asparagus is a very expensive upmarket dish.
Well, it is quite expensive, but the reason for that is you can't grow it very intensively. It actually grows a certain length apart, and the roots and everything. It is one of these dishes that, you know how tall a piece of asparagus is. Well, it probably grows 2 or 3 inches a day. And when it's in season, they pick it and it grows back, and they pick it and it grows back. And that's what happens. But, you need sort of 10, 15 pieces to make a bunch, and so a bunch is anything from £4.50 to £5-6, but it's because it's a special thing to eat, and that's what I think Michelle Roux was kind of getting at. It's special, so let's eat it while we can. We might pay for it, but it's better than buying Peruvian in the middle of December.
Okay, so it's in season at the moment, and when's that season run from and to?
Well, now for a good, probably a good month, and then it's done.
Okay, and how should asparagus be cooked, and how should it be stirred?
Well, there's all sorts of ways, Will. You can barbecue it. It's fantastic.
Barbecue it?
Yeah, really good, really good. You can cook it in boiling water and blanch it. You can even shave it very, very thin and have it raw. You know, you can use it in lots of different ways. This asparagus today, all I've done with my asparagus here is I have blanched it in some boiling salted water, and then I made a blood orange hollandaise, which is like a, it's a butter sauce made with hollandaise, which Michelle Roux said we should use, so I've basically copied it. So, yeah, blood orange sauce, and then we've got the blanched asparagus in there. We've got some fresh orange zest and fresh orange segments, and it's a very zingy, very fresh starter. So this would be ideal for a starter of a dinner party, or ideal for a snack. Or it's a bit of effort to make the hollandaise, because you have to whisk the egg yolk and add in the butter, but
absolutely absolutely fantastic.
It's all tasty stuff, Will.
And I was there thinking that asparagus would just go on as a main, but like you say, if you're having a dinner party this Saturday, perfect start for that.
Absolutely. Or, what's to stop you if you're having a few, like you with your T-bone steak with Harry, you can have something like that and just throw on some asparagus on the barbecue, because you don't need to mess with it. It cooks itself. It's easy. Good food often is the one that's been less messed about with. And I think this speaks for itself.
Fantastic, Steph. Thank you so much. And just before we finish this week, I must just tell you that I am going on a Betty's Cookery course this Saturday.
Oh, Will, I cannot wait to hear about
that.
So
I'm going on a nutritional Betty's Cookery course. So this is at the Betty's Cookery School.
Oh, fantastic.
8:30 till 4:30. So you never know, Steph. I may be rustling up a treat for you in the next couple of weeks. I'm sure the guys, Lisa and the team at Betty's, will look after me.
Love Lisa, love Jenny, love the team at Betty's. They're brilliant guys. You're going to have fun. You're going to learn loads, and you're going to be a better chef at the end of it. Well,
let's get some wine to go along with this asparagus.
Steph Moon's Flavours of the Week
on Stray FM.